My fear was so great I nearly voided my bowels. His mask was gone. The devastated wasteland of his bare face glowered with malice. In a moment, he was thinking, he would even all scores with me. My legs turned to jelly. He pointed a small crossbow, grinned. Then his aim drifted aside. I saw that his quarrel was close cousin to the arrow across my bow. That electrified me, finally. I drew to the head. He squealed. "Credence, the rite is complete. I name your name." And then he let fly. I loosed at the same instant. I could get the shaft off no faster, damn me. My arrow slammed into his black heart, knocked him over. But too late. Too late. The lady cried out. Terror turned into unreasoning rage. I flung myself at the limper, abandoning my bow for my sword. He did not turn to face my assault. He just held himself up on one elbow and gaped at the lady. I really went crazy. I guess we all can, in the right circumstances. But I had been a soldier for ages. I'd long ago learned you don't do that sort of thing and stay alive long. The limper was inside the null, which meant he was barely clinging to life, barely able to sustain himself, wholly unable to defend himself. I made him pay for all the years of fear. My first stroke half severed his neck. I kept hacking till I finished the job. Then I scattered a few limbs about, blunting my steel and madness on ancient bone. Sanity began to return. I whirled to see what had become of the lady. She was down on one knee, the weight of her body resting upon the other. She was trying to draw Limper's bolt. I charged over, pulled her hand away. "No, let me. Later." This time I was less startled that the naming had not worked. This time convinced me that nothing could disarm her. She should have been gone, damn it. I gave myself up to a long fit of the shakes. The Taken pounding on the forest people were having an effect. Some of the savages had begun fleeing. Toadkiller Dog was enveloped by painful sorceries. "Hang on," I told the lady. "We're over the hump. We're going to do it." I don't know that I believed that, but it was what she needed to hear. Tracker and the Dominator continued to roll around, grunting and cursing. Silent pranced around them with a broad-bladed spear. When chance presented itself, he cut our great enemy. Nothing could survive that forever. Darling watched, stayed close, stayed out of the Dominator's way. I scooted back to the wreck of the limper and dug out the shaft I'd put into his chest. He glared at me. There was life in his brain still. I booted his head into the trench left by the dragon's rising. That beast had ceased thrashing. Still no sign of Bowman's. Never any sign of Bowman's. He found the fate he feared, second try. He slew the monster from within. Do not think Bowman's peripheral because he kept his head down. I believe the Dominator expected the dragon to preoccupy Darling and the lady those few moments he needed to get shut of the null. Bowman's took that away, with the same determination and distinction as the lady.